From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Supreme Court is getting ready to hear a possible landmark case on LGBTQ rights in America. And at the same time, the first openly gay man running to be the Democratic nominee for president is getting a lot of momentum. Mayor Pete has stolen all of Bill's thunder. Could it be real or just a passing fad? Two, the Easter Sunday terror attacks on Christians in Sri Lanka, are they a harbinger for the United States? Many experts say yes. The IEDs being used to attack Christians are getting easier to make, and it won't be long until church bombings start happening here, they say. And number one, if you're 50 or younger, do not expect to get a dime from Social Security. You've been warned. The latest projections indicate it will not be solvent by 2035. Another great socialist entitlement program run into the ground by politicians and bureaucrats that manage their own affairs, much less balance the books and keep us safe from financial ruin. They can't do it. And meanwhile, the band just plays on. These politicians are incapable of running their own affairs. And Social Security's reserve funds depleted by 2035. That, according to the annual Social Security and Medicare trustees report released yesterday, which reads, the total cost of the program, which covers old age and Social Security disability insurance programs, will exceed income in 2020 for the first time since 1982. That's 2 years later than projected last year, but means the program will have to dip into its reserves to cover benefits starting next year. Next year. By 2035, those reserves will be gone. And only 80% of benefits will be payable by that time. In 2018, the trustees forecast that 100% of benefits could be covered through 2034, meaning the trust fund gained an extra year before expected depletion. However, that doesn't leave us in a very good spot now, does it? Depletion by 2035 or 2036 or 2035, does it really matter? When Social Security was created, the life expectancy in America was less than 65. In 1965, life expectancy in America was about 65 years. Now it's north of 80. It's gone up 19% in my lifetime. And except for a dip in the last couple of years related solely to opioid addiction and premature death by about 70,000 people annually, life expectancy would continue to be going up a bit every year. Longer, healthier lives, more productive lives, because of the great things put forth by capitalism, advances in transportation, advances in communication, advances in medication, all of these things have advanced the human cause and put us into a prosperous place that we have never known before. So if you want to keep Social Security alive, it's going to have to be means tested. Oh, and by the way, it means we can't have a huge influx of people that never paid anything into it coming across the border and demanding that they get benefits too, because if that happens, it'll be bust by 2025. So some form of means testing may be necessary. Increasing the retirement age by 1 month per year would be important, or 1 year per year, or however you get there. Pushing the retirement ages from the earliest, no longer 62, make that 63, 64, 65. Make the earliest retirement benefit available at 65, not 62. Make the second tier at 67, the third tier at 69 or 70. Get somewhere. Otherwise, there won't be any Social Security at all. It'll be gone. Taken separately, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance, OASI Trust Fund, will have enough reserves to pay full benefits through 2034. The Social Security Disability Fund, SSDI, which has become a cottage industry, by the way, if you're not aware, it's in good shape, we're told, until 2052, about two decades later than what last year's report projected. The change was attributed to a decline in disabled worker applications and disability incident rates. Why? The economy's doing better. More people are working. Less people worried about getting SSDI. The trustees combined the programs in their part to summarize the overall state of Social Security's finances, which is not good. As a share of the GDP, gross domestic product, the annual cost of Social Security will increase to 6% by 2039. 6%, that's up from 4.9% today. Total Medicare costs will rise to 6% by 2038, up from 3.8% today. So you're looking at 12%, and that's not including a government-run healthcare system kicking 200 million people off the insurance that they currently have and like. 12% of GDP would be for Social Security and Medicare, not including a Medicaid for all deal and a Medicare for all deal. As of the end of March, more than 68 million people were receiving Social Security, Supplemental Security Income, or both. The average benefit, $1,347.06, $1,347.06. Combined, Social Security and Medicare accounted for 45% of the federal budget in 2018. Soon it'll be half, and then three quarters, and on and on and on. And you want to give these people more control? I don't think so. I mean, you just look at what's happening there. We continue to spiral deeper and deeper into a big hole. And are we ever coming out? Who knows? Who knows? All right, an update now. The latest from the Sri Lanka bombings on Easter Sunday. Investigators now say that it's Islamist militants conducting a retaliatory attack for the murders at a mosque, two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. Easter bombings were retaliation for the Christchurch mosque attacks, according to the preliminary investigation. So where does this take us? To the next step of a worldwide holy war? And why are Christians under attack so often? The answer, and 25,000, by the way, killed worldwide in the last few years. 25,000 Christians killed worldwide because they're Christians. Did you know that converting to Christianity in places like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates is punishable by death? These are our allies. Keep that in mind. Punishable by death. It's not quite that severe in Egypt, but they'd like it to be. Being a Christian is illegal all over the world. Illegal. Think about that. Being a Christian carries a death penalty in places that we call our allies. That ought to startle you a bit. There's a little slap across the face for a Tuesday. Welcome to it. Hey, I'm the guy to do it for you. Slap you right back into reality. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just pop some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.